It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. It's damn hot.
Yeah, I know. It's damn hot. It's 42.3 fucking degrees Celsius at Observatory Hill in Sydney today. And I tell you what, I also know it's a bit fucking weird to turn your mental illness into a business model. Yeah, shut up. Tuesday, the 8th of January, 2013. Pie Face franchisees complain things aren't wonderful. The oil industry forces us to use alternating current because terrorism.
It's the only way to generate AC current is from oil.
And Senator Bob Brown joins Sea Shepherd. This is the 9 p.m. heatwave. But despite the heat, there's one clear fact that shines through like a shaft of gold when all around is dark. 2013 is pretty much a mistake, a big fucking mistake. About the only thing it has going for it is arithmetic consistency. But if you let that bullshit rule your life, then you're pretty much fucked over before you start. I mean, some bitter old regular at the pub said, "Oh, well, it can only be a better year." Yeah, well, fuck you, mate. Memory loss is a continuing bloody tragedy, old man. Let's just see how this 2013 thing has been turning out so far through the eyes of Twitter. Because that's what you do if you're a journalist in the 21st century. You just copy and paste shit from Twitter and crap on about the goddamn fucking zeitgeist or something. Like, do you even know what the zeitgeist is? Yeah, no, you fucking don't, do you? The zeitgeist. The zeitgeist. The zeitgeist is a fucking circus tent they drag out for the Sydney Festival each year. You might think that having a beer under a badly painted canvas shit wreck while some oddly dressed and seriously overweight burlesque performer, I mean, that's what we call strippers when they're charging more than $20, right? Burlesque performers. You know, when some burlesque performer is masturbating to old Nirvana tracks, I mean, that's worth what? $10 as long as it's $4 schooners before 7 p.m? Yeah, well, you know, you might think that, well, this is the Sydney Festival, mate. You'd be lucky if you get out of there with change from $100 and your sphincter's intact. Art. It is art. Art, apparently. Well, fuck you, Clover. So let's deal with some of the errors of 2013 that have turned up so far. Tweet 28598445607290068. There, THRE should be these, THESE. Tweet 28605884213403648. The missing word is king. That would have made so much more sense. This bullshit that's turned up in the first week, I mean, the Greens challenging Human Services Minister Jenny Macklin, as opposed to the other ministers for, you know, subhuman services or inhuman services or whatever the fuck it is that they do, challenging Jenny Macklin to live on the dole for a week. I mean, really, this is so goddamn embarrassing. Trying to understand life on the dole in some one-week stunt is like trying to understand fighting World War II from watching the marching out parade. I mean, if Macklin really is going to live on the dole for a short period, you know, she's going to have to make ends meet by turning tricks like everyone else. And maybe they could do this. That could be a reality TV show, the Polyprozzers. I like this. We could make Jenny Macklin arrange the appointments with her tricks using the free phone at her local Centrelink office. That'd be a good look, although really, that's just, you know, feeding the trolls, isn't it? I mean, everyone in the middle class imagines people on the dole are having more and better sex than they are, and they're being paid for it. I mean, that's double dipping, isn't it? So to speak. You know, the other day I was at the pub. I mean, you know, can you imagine that? And I could have sworn I heard the race caller refer to a dog as Flatulence of Allah. I mean, we checked back, couldn't see anything like it, but I mean, it couldn't be right, could it? I mean, you couldn't call a race dog flatulence of Allah. I mean, there'd be trouble, wouldn't there be? And what would also be trouble is the fact, well, it is trouble, we have been forced into using alternating current, AC, instead of direct current, DC, because of a conspiracy involving the oil industry. It's true. Just listen to this bloke I met at the pub tonight.
I don't want to name any names because nowadays you don't know who you're talking to, you know, like the spells that be and spells that are. But Wall Street thought it was a good idea and we can make money by selling oil from the Arabs and generating AC current. So that's how AC became the standard. Because the only way to generate AC current was from oil. There's no other way. Or hydro then. But you know how many countries have hydro vents? It's not self-sufficient.
I thought whether your generator produced AC or DC was just a matter of how you wired up the generator.
No. DC, you've got to store the power. Like most alien games, most computer games in science fiction movies, none of them use AC current. Have you ever thought about it?
I'm not really a big gamer, so...
No. Okay, Star Wars or Star Trek. You may be a Trekkie when you were young, right?
Watch on TV.
But none of them ran on AC current. See, you have never thought about it.
No, I haven't thought about it.
Now that I've prompted you, you go, oh, they didn't use... How did they have the energy source?
That's what Tesla... It's science fiction. It's Star Trek was dilithium crystals or some other bullshit science, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they had stored energy, which is what Tesla did. Tesla was able to harness lightning and lightning. One weekend of lightning thunderstorm could power a whole city for the month. Right? You harness the lightning. You know, when there's lightning, there's millions of volts of energy.
Yeah, thunderstorms.
Because then you've got
huge,
a storage.
Yeah.
In a battery. In storage. Like all alien games have a storage, games or movies, they all have energy storage.
Right.
We can't store energy in AC. AC is generated continuously. It's not stored. It's generated and distributed. And that's why you have a power cut off. Because it's not stored. But if that energy was stored, then you'll never have a power cut off, shut down. Unless something fell over or earthquake or something crashed, right?
So if I can join the dots.
Yeah.
What you're saying is that we could store natural energy if we had a DC system, but
even in an AC system,
we have an AC system
for the peak times when there's more power drawn that the network can't distribute in time. That's why in countries like India, they have power cutoffs because they don't have the capacity in the grid to supply everyone in peak hour. So they're like there's a sliding window, like different suburbs cut off at different times. Like, so if you've got to do your thing, do it this time, it's going to be cut off. Even the water gets cut off in Delhi. But today things have been improved, right? They're building nuclear reactors, they're getting uranium from Australia. So that nuclear power is cleaner. Okay, there's a risk element. If you manage the risk well, except the Japanese didn't manage it well. No. Sometimes bureaucracy comes in the way and this one happens. But with DC current, he can generate and store the energy from a number of solar. You got continuous sunshine every day. It's all that energy wasted. You could store that and supply the electricity. And it'll run at a lower volt. It'll run. You can Google it. It's Tesla's papers. And it's not a theory because he proved it and he ran it and he did things.
And this relates to the oil industry how?
Well, it doesn't, see? If this was running on DC, you won't have an oil industry. It'd be a much smaller, scaled-down oil industry. Today...
But it's...
Today, because you run everything on AC, the oil industry even controls governments, creates wars.
Now, I'll just break in at this point to mention that this guy supposedly worked at IBM as a manager in Hong Kong and Singapore and India and China and other places. So, you know, he could hold down like a proper job. So this is clearly, you know, not bullshit.
But if I need 100 watts of power to light this room, 100 watts is 100 watts. It doesn't matter how...
That's because it's based on AC. See, because of AC current, you need a minimum of 240 volts, the minimum in your house. But you, when DC current, you only need 20 to 24 volts to do the job. Because it's the way the oscillation and the frequency works in it. Go to Wikipedia, mm-hmm. They'll give you the definitions, then there'll be better legitimate links, and it'll put you in the right direction, right? Or you'll just get a lot of guff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you go into Tesla's theory and you see what he discovered, he actually was the guy who did the first telephone and the first fridge. The Westinghouse fridge is actually, they bought the patent from Tesla.
I remember seeing that there was some fallout between Tesla and the people he worked for, which included...
They didn't want to pay him. Typical. You're a scientist, or you're Bill Gates. Like, see, Bill Gates had a very good accountant. If not, you won't have Microsoft. You'll be all owned by IBM, the big, you know, the big bullies. They own. Bill Gates worked for IBM for a while to write DOS. Right? It wasn't called MS-DOS then, it was just called DOS. But then they offered him to work as an employee, but his accountant said, no, be a contractor, and it's your patent, and then you license it, and then he called it MS-DOS. When he left IBM, and he created MS-DOS, and then everything ran on MS-DOS, and then he had DOS. And then he had Windows 3, and now you got, what, Windows 7 and 8?
8 now, yeah.
So, they're all crap, anyway. OS 2 was the best.
I mean, it was, wasn't it? OS 2 is the best. OS 2. OS 2, it was the best. And thus we start 2013. I mean, how else would you start it? Tweet 28627037359584102. IS should be IT it. It would have been much better. I mean, if only that one letter. If only that one letter had been correct. It would have been so, so much better. Oh, and you want an edict? You want an edict to end this podcast with? Yeah, fucking right. Fuck off. Just fuck off. Have you gone yet? Just go. Just go. It's not worth hanging around.